More than half of the voting machines Hoosiers are using in this year's election don't have a paper backup, making them more vulnerable to irreversible errors and breaches. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, Republicans have repeatedly refused to provide counties funding to upgrade their machines.
An IU Public Policy Institute analysis says 57% of Indiana voting machines don't have a verified paper trail. Policy analyst Joe T. Martin says the trail helps both voters and election administrators determine whether votes were recorded correctly.
If the machine was tampered with, there's no way for us to even know that that's happened.
It doesn't even have to be malicious. A software glitch would likely also be undetectable. The General Assembly last year mandated all electronic voting machines be outfitted with paper backups, but Martin says that law doesn't require it until 2030.
Which, for the next 10 years, you know, kind of leaves our elections vulnerable.
Democrats have pushed Republican leaders to prioritize funding for the necessary upgrades that 52 of 92 counties still don't have. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.